there's a breaker anointing on you. And when you go into that building, you're not going to have to push through anymore. You're not going to have to push through anymore. Because there's people there that are desiring something and wanting something, and they don't really know what it is. But there's a breaker anointing on you to break through that mindset and to break through those things that people have been pushing toward. So he says to you to get ready. Get ready. Get ready, son and daughter. You're into a new season of a breaker's anointing that you have not yet experienced. And that struggle and that pushing and that trying to break through, it's over. Today's a new day. Today's a new season. Today's an appointed time for the ministry that God has called you to. Amen. Amen. I did mean to preach the Holy Ghost here, so I don't apologize for nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want you to get ready and enter. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. I just thank God. Give God praise. Father, we welcome you in this place today, that your presence comes and just breaks through mindsets, breaks through those religious things that has held us captive. Break through, Lord, hallelujah, today. Holy Ghost, you're welcome in this place to shake us to the very core of our being, to shake us out of lethargy, to shake us out of complacency, to bring us into what you've destined and you've called us to be. I speak life where there has been death spoken over you. I speak peace where there has been turmoil. I speak healing to the brokenhearted today. I say the lame walk, the deaf hear, the blind see, the brokenhearted are healed in Jesus' name. God, I want you to know today that God is for you and he's not against you. He's trying to get everything in his kingdom to you, and the excitement that you're sensing inside even today. God said it's my spirit that's within you that's confirming I'm for you, that my word is for you, and that I'm not abandon you and I'm not forsaking you, but I'm bringing you to that place that I've called you to and that I've destined you to. So praise him today and worship him, and let that praise be a warm cloak around you from the hostile elements that the enemy wants to throw on you. Don't know what happened this morning, don't know what happened last week, but I know it's now. We're standing in the presence of God now. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to church.
Say, I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessings right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessings right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessings right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessings right now. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessings right now. Say, can't you feel him moving on the outside? I can see him moving on the inside. So come on, enter in and cast your cares on him. He'll open up the windows and pull you out of your sin. Cause when the Lord steps in, he brings everything you need. Healing, power, and victory. It's all up to you. Whatever you need him to do, he'll cuss. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm ready. I don't know about y'all, but I come to get mine. Amen. I come to get mine. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, Whitney. Let's do this. Woo! Come on here, y'all. Yeah. Come on, church. Bridge. worthy of honor and glory, worthy of power and praise. Worship and bow down before him, exalt his name today. Come into this house and magnify the Lord. Lift up holy hands, our heart and one accord, for he's worthy. He's worthy of all our praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. Worthy of all our praise. Y'all follow me right here. Come on, church. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come and do this now. Come on. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come and do it. Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come and do this out. Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come and do it out. Oh, he's worthy of honor and glory. Worthy of power and praise. Worship and bow down before him. Exalt his name today. Come into this house, magnify the Lord. Lift up holy hands, our heart and one accord. For he's worthy, oh yeah, of all our praise. He's worthy, he's worthy, worthy of all our praise.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm gonna tell y'all what. I'm gonna share a little bit about last night. It's been a long time since I saw a service in here like we had last night. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was one of them kind of services my wife was afraid I was gonna run out the door when I saw it the first time. Well, she was. She was sitting there. She the eyes about that big around. It's, well, he's about to go now. But you know what? I told her then. I'll tell you now. It felt right. Ain't that it? You know how you have these two shoulders? And when you get ready to do something wrong, something on one of your shoulders say, you better not do that. And the other shoulder said, oh, it's okay. Go ahead. Oh, come on. Y'all act like that ain't never happened to y'all. I know better than that. Woo! It's all good. We had one in here last night. Woo! That's exactly right. Amen. When I see one of my family members that's more like a sister to me than a cousin, and I know her roots, and I know what she's going through, and I've seen where she's come from, and then I see her laying in the floor up here. I know my God is able. Amen. I know my God is able. Just, oh, that blessed me mightily. Mighty things are going to happen. We are in a time now, people, where you better be looking up, because it's coming. We don't know what's around the corner. And the age I am, it scares me to think about what Matthew's going to see. It scares me, because it's crazy out here. You got people walking in churches shooting up everybody. You got people running around in banks shooting people, going on their jobs. And not to mention schools, not to mention all the bad drug deals that's going down. And see, things about the drug deals is that people always want to blame the people that's beneath them. They can't afford to bring it here. They can't afford that. It takes the people up here to do that. But you know what? My God, the God I serve, he's going to squash all that noise. Amen. He's going to kill it all. He's going to save the righteous. And I do believe he's going to give the ones that haven't been saved a chance. I do believe that. He's going to give them a chance to say yes or no. I believe that wholeheartedly. I see it every day. It's bad. But anyway, I come to get my praise on one more time. Amen. One more time. Keep on playing, kids. I'll find it. Amen. Shirley got up here and just tore up everything. Hallelujah. I don't think you got it, Shirley. I'll go stand by somebody. How's that? Yeah, put them up on the screen. Y'all don't excuse my back, okay? Because I knew the worst of this. Here we go, Kenzie.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your songs again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Your rich in love and your slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Oh, bless the Lord.
And bless the his holy name.
sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name.
Hallelujah, Lord. I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you for being with me today, Lord God. I thank you for the worship, Lord. I thank you for being here with us, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Oh, bless the Lord and bless the Lord of my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like
y'all. Just stay in the worship state. Just praise the Lord. Just get your praise on. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Father's arms are open wide for giving.
It's time to take our offering up for today, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Lord, I just thank you right now for the givers of this church, Lord. It's an awesome thing, Heavenly Father, and I thank you for that. But I know one thing. We can't outgive you, Lord God. So I just thank you for everybody that pays their tithes and give their offerings and come in this building, Lord, to clean and to do whatever it takes to keep this functioning properly, Lord. I just thank you for blessing each individual. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
When you got to see them in your head and and you begin to get pictures in your mind as you're singing. And that's what I do. I don't just say the words. I get pictures in my mind, and I use my imagination for my praise and my worship. And when he said, you know, you've been made new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Today's a brand new day in the Lord. Yesterday's gone. I've got today. Glory to God. And it's a brand new day. Amen. Glory. Now your mercy has saved my soul.
Remember when y'all run out of that grave? Oh, I can't. Oh, I can. Boy, I remember Reverend Payne, Joe Payne. He was in that jail ministering to us. And for some unknown reason, I have no idea why this affected me the way it did, but he said, you know, by all accounts, I should have been locked up just like you guys. And he made an altar call. I got on my knees in front of a desk. I did. And I asked God to help me. I said right then, I said, Lord, if you'll help me out of this mess, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you send me, and you can have your way with me. And that's been 20 years ago. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Ain't that awesome? Amen. That's awesome. So, yes, I know about running out of that grave. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I don't know about a dungeon. But let me tell you this. When I heard them talk about Paul and Silas, it blessed me for the simple fact because I can relate kindly about where they were at. But now my conditions, I had a bathroom to go to. I wasn't chained and shackled to a wall. I was not. I didn't have to use the bathroom on myself. Oh, let's just get real. You know what I'm saying? And these men did nothing wrong. But I did. Oh, I did. And I wasn't treated nearly as bad as them. But when I gave my life to Christ in that jail cell, before then I had one fight. And this guy, I guess he's about 6'7", big old man. He's going to whip me because I was watching Creflo Dollar. I'll never forget it. But anyway, that's beside the point. When I gave my life to Christ, the chains were gone. I was so free in there. I come back from a court appointment one time, and the guy with me asked me, how can you stand there and smile, and they just hung 12 years on you? I said, I know the Lord. He said, well, I want what you got. And we led him to Christ right there. He did. And as far as I know, he's still saved. Oh, it's awesome, guys. That's really awesome. You know, a person told me that it was mentioned when I got out of prison that, oh, well, he won't last long. He has jailhouse religion. Well, if that's what I got, I won't keep it. Amen. If that's what that is, I think I'll just hang on to it. Because the God I serve is an awesome God. Amen. It don't matter where he's at or where you're at. He'll come and get you if you ask him to. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. But I do know this. That just reading some of the testaments about the people that were back in the Old Testament that were in jails. It's just like how they did Jesus, how they whipped him with all these razor sharp objects on these pieces of leather. How they beat him with a bamboo rod. You imagine? Just like somebody taking one of the old cane poles that you used to stick your beans with, break you off one of them about 4 foot and rear back and hit somebody with that, see what happens. You're going to bring hide. And then we don't really understand the magnitude about what we're doing because it's a serious thing here. When we go out into this world and what we're doing for these people that are lost, it's a serious occasion because they're going to be subject to that. I can't imagine burning for the rest of my life. I can't imagine that. And we don't really have a clue how hot it is. It gives you some illustration about how hot hell is. Some. But I tell you what. If none of this is real, an old man told me it's better to have it, not need it, as to need it, not have it. But I believe it. Amen. Oh, I believe it wholeheartedly. I believe it wholeheartedly. I'll tell you another instance that happened to me in my life. I was merely eating dinner. I had a really bad ulcer. We had green beans, country ham, tomatoes, fried squash, and cornbread, and a big old glass of iced tea. I remember. But anyway, I took a bite of that big old red tomato, one of them big old pulled pork things. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. And it doubled me over at the table. Nana said, Jerry, I'm tired of that. You get up and you pray for him right now. Well, that's the truth. And guess what? I haven't had trouble with the ulcer since. So I know this is real. Amen. You know, I know when you send up your praise, might not get your answer right then, but it's coming. Amen. It's coming. Amen. So, I mean, that's why I don't care how bad my wife rushes me. If I'm somewhere and somebody wants to speak to me, I never know if that door is open for a particular reason. Amen. I have to step in when I have the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? I have to go ahead on and share what I know about the Lord with these people. Hopefully, I can lead them to Christ. Hallelujah. The God I serve is an awesome God. He loves me. He hung on the cross for me. And see, you guys ought to think the same thing. He hung on the cross for you as well, amen? But see, I can talk about me. I know about me. There's things I did in my life I'm ashamed of. But you know what? The word tells me that when they pierced him in the side and the blood run down, that cleaned it off.
That's right. Amen.
I don't have to worry about that no more. That's in the past.
Amen.
But just like on The Lion King, where that little warthog told the little whatever that thing was, said, you just put your past in your behind. You can just do that and get on with it. Amen. Hallelujah, because it's been made whole. By his stripes we are healed, and by the blood we're cleansed. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all just lift your hands, please. I want to do this one more worship song for you guys today. God is in this house, amen. He come to visit and love on us today, hallelujah. Even so, come Lord Jesus, come. Even so, take your bride away. How my soul longs to be with you, my Lord. Even so, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come and take your bride away. How my soul longs to be with you, my Lord. Even so, even so, my soul longs to be with you, my Lord. Even so, even so, Lord, you are.
Lord, you are the lover of my soul.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us here today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. When I first got saved, I was kind of skeptical about, I'd get real hot inside. I would, sometimes I could pass people and I would just heat up. And I didn't know what that was for a long time. And that happened before I even started to come to church here. And so I was standing up there one day and we were singing. Jeff Claywell had just got finished singing By Your Side. And it was so hot I just had to open my mouth. And when I did that, when I told whatever it was, I forgot what I'd shared with the congregation. But if I did that, I felt relieved. I really did. And from that point on, I knew that was God telling me, here, you need to say something to this person. And then a little bit later on, I figured out, well, you know what? If you just give him the opportunity to say whatever it is he's going to say, he'll tell you what to do. Amen? Oh, I can promise it works. I can promise it works. It's awesome. It's so much peace. Oh, it is. I've never felt anything like that. That's just like the first time I got slain in the spirit in here. That was the most peace I ever dealt with. That was all of what had been trapped inside of me just escaping. Amen. All it was. It was unreal, the relief that I got from that. And it's still there. I used to have such a bad temper. I still got it. But you know what? God's got that in control. He has that in control. They mentioned in here last night about not letting things get in your head. I don't give place to that mess. Nah. If it ain't the word, it ain't right. Simple. You know, it may sound simple. But it works. It works. We make Christianity so much harder than what it is. We do. You know, we want to sit around and, well, I don't know. Maybe he's for us. Oh, he's always for us. If it's right, he's for it. It's a simple thing. And I'm just so glad that I got it. It took me 32 years. And probably 15 or 20 pounds of cocaine. Probably several cases of alcohol. Several cases of beer. It's untelling how much pot. Then it took jail. Then it took him putting me in a place to where he could humble me. And guess what? I made it. I made it. And guess what else? He wiped my sins away. He sure did. He sure did. And he's done us all that way. But you know what? What I'm doing now is what we need to do to everybody we have the opportunity to do it to. Share it. Because I feel so much better when I do. Amen. And now, I would like to have the veterans stand up in here, please. We have any veterans in here today? Brother Jim. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for serving our country, brother. God bless you, man. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Hi, Jim Hadley. How you doing, brother? I'm doing okay, fine. Thank you for serving us, man. God bless you. God bless you. You know, people, we don't know what people have seen that's been away from here fighting for us. Amen. We don't know what they had to deal with. Mr. Sam, I want to thank you for serving our country. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It is, Mr. Sam. And it's people like you that helped make it what it is today. Amen. It did. Wait just a minute there, bud. I know that in my family there were several people that were military men. And I remember one particular Saturday we was all hanging out on the pike. And there were several jets that flew over. I mean, they were traveling. And it was kind of low how they were flying. And two of my relatives that were in the service, when those jets flew over, they just hit the ground. And a bunch of the younger guys that were standing around us with them, they started laughing and carrying on like, oh, look at these people, what they're doing and all this good stuff. And I thought to myself, you're stupid. That's exactly what I thought. You're stupid because you have no idea what these men have been through. And you want to sit and make fun. I can't handle that. I can't handle that. You know, it's because of those guys. You're standing here and could do what you're doing now. So, no, I don't cotton to that. I don't deal with that. That's when my mean streak could come out. I got one every now and again. It pops up. You know, I have to kill that flesh. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I want to do this song, and it's for the veterans in this house. Amen. It ain't working. Please. Standing on a hillside where the river meets the sea, white crosses without number lines the fields of peace. Each one a silent witness staring back at me, and every cross a story of another place and time where young men thought it worthy give your life for mine. And for the sake of honor, left the dreams behind. And for the price they pay, I'm forever in their debt. The memory will not die, 'cause I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life, glory of the ones who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. To remember that freedom's never free. Another hillside, just outside the city gates, the battle lines were drawn as soldiers took their place. The father watched in silence as the cross was raised. With freedom drawing closer, he took
final breath.
Come,
he drank a cup of guilt and took the sting from death. Heaven's finest soldier clothed in human flesh, and for the price he paid, I'm forever in their debt. The cross will never die, and I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. To remember that freedom's never free. I will walk free, I will stay free, I will live free, I will die free. Stand and hold your head up high, I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. I will remember, I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. Praise and worship team.